In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God.
The Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be
reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively with the congregation reading the bold print. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not lie, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
But the Lord has been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Perhaps it comes with the territory of having little children in the home, but Disney Plus and the movie Encanto has been playing over and over in our home. So in our gospel lesson today, it wasn't printed as such, but in the NRSV translation, the word "but" starts our lesson. But on the first day of the week. And the reason I bring up Encanto is that there's this song, "We Don't Talk About Bruno." We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno, and then "but," and then that's a song talking about Bruno. For those that aren't aware, Disney's Encanto is a story about a Colombian family that realized they must let go of their deception to see the truth and the love that keeps them together as a family. So now that infamous song has this "but," and then the story unfolds. And at the end of Luke chapter 23, Jesus is laid in the tomb. The women saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was laid. And at the end of chapter 23, verse 56, it says, "Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment." And then the next word, in the next chapter, in the next verse, is what we have today. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, Jesus is dead. His body is laid to rest. The women had witnessed this, and they're going to do what they do when someone dies. But first, they rest before they go about their business of taking care of someone who died. But a new day has begun in more ways than they could ever imagine. They're anticipating the typical rhythm and ritual of what would need to be done when caring for the body of the deceased. So to find the empty tomb and two men suddenly appearing, telling them that Jesus is risen, it's completely amazing. It's a shift and transition. That alone would seem significant and very impactful. Jesus is dead, but now he's risen. And we typically use the word but, I think, as a limitation or a condition. Yes, I agree with you on this, but, or I'll do this for you, but. Or even when I see Christians talking about being welcoming, proclaiming a God that is gracious and loving, sometimes it's followed with the word but. But I feel here, the but is not meant to be a condition. The but is more to come. More to come from God. That's good news for us. It's better than any infomercial we've ever seen, right? Where you get this great deal, but there's more. That's essentially what we have here. Jesus is risen from the dead, but there's more. There's more. Jesus is not dead, now he's risen. What do we do with this? Because they would have been just amazed in that of itself. That would have been worthy of worship, don't you think? For the women and the later Peter that believed. They haven't been able to understand what this meant for them. That alone, someone rising from the dead, that alone could be it, but it's not. What do we hear in our lesson from 1 Corinthians? For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. But did you notice that's even more than what the women were getting when they heard this good news? Did you notice that this is even more than what Peter is receiving when he realizes that the tomb is empty? In Christ, we're not just saved for the world to come, but Jesus shows us a new way of being a human being. The faithfulness of Christ did not just lead him to the cross. The faithfulness of Christ goes beyond that. But beyond the cross, and that faithfulness put him in union with God in the resurrection. And we are joined to the faithfulness of Christ through holy baptism. We are made alive in Christ. Not just when our baptism is complete in death, but now, as we die and rise with Christ in our baptism and our earthly pilgrimage, joined to the faithfulness of Christ and knowing that the powers of this world will be destroyed. Or as Holly Heron points out, that word destroy might have a broader sense of something losing its power or effectiveness. People in this world, and we join them in lamenting the injustices of our world today. But because of those powers in the world being fueled by sin and brokenness, and because it doesn't seem to lose its power, people are in despair. Some give up. But as ones who have been made alive in Christ, but you and I, who are an Easter people, our lives and our ministry as the church ought to demonstrate the love that we share in the world, the love that we've received through the crucified and risen Lord that pushes back against that injustice inflicted on God's creation. against those powers and forces that seek to defy God. Made alive in Christ, we become signposts of heaven that is and will be on earth. Our lives and our ministry seek to love and serve others in the present, exposing those injustices of the world and pointing to God's call for justice that we long to see today, but also confident in all that it will all come in the world to come. But we're not just passively waiting around. We are joined to Christ. We are part of a new creation. In our witness and ministry, in sharing the love of our risen Lord, we offer people a concrete glimpse of heaven on earth whenever we strive for the restoration of our neighbor. Whether that be in mind, body, or spirit, that is the ministry of the church. And in that restoration, in that peace, in that wholeness that the church provides through its witness, we are also saying, but there is more to come. In our sacramental ministry, we receive our crucified and living Lord through the waters of holy baptism and in the gifts of bread and wine. But we are the body of Christ that feeds the hungry, providing restoration to those who long to be fed physically and spiritually in the present. But in that witness of our ministry, it is also a foretaste of the feast to come, where there will be enough for all people. When we are providing consolation to those who are struggling, who are in despair, we provide concrete healing and comfort. But we're also pointing to the reality that one day God will wipe away every tear. We minister to the bereaved. But we know that God will swallow up death forever. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The powers of the world will be no more. Christ will reign victorious. There'll be no more crime in the world to come. But like the women in Luke's gospel that told the good news of Jesus Christ and the empty tomb to the apostles, it will seem and does seem to others like nothing more than an idle tale. And that sentence also started with a but, didn't it? But these words seemed to them as an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But we know it didn't end there, did it? So we must not let that deter us. We're called to bear witness to the love of Jesus crucified and risen. But there will be people that will consider it nothing more than an idle tale. But we are alive in Christ. But we are a new creation. We are a people that still seek restoration, reconciliation, and wholeness for all people. For when we take seriously the new life that we have in Christ, when we live into what it means to be an Easter people in a Good Friday world, it is not an idle tale to those who we minister to. It is not an idle tale in our lives. With this good news of a gracious and loving God, the but is giving us more to come. It's not giving us conditions or restrictions. As the but and the song "We Don't Talk About Bruno" gives us more to the story, the but in the gospel tells us there's so much more. That our eyes and hearts and minds would be open to seeing the crucified and risen God free in this world. Right here and right now, God is with you, but also knowing the best is yet to come. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, our Lord,
eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, was conquered death, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, life in the world to come. Amen.
On this day of resurrection joy, let us offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and our world. Renewing God, the good news of your resurrection changed the world. Give church leaders and all the baptized the same excitement as the women at the tomb, and inspire us to share your abundant life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, for Adam, our pastor and dean, for all pastors and deacons, synodically authorized ministers, our Stevens ministry, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Sustaining God, your creation abounds with signs of new life in budding trees and newborn creatures. Provide fertile soil, ample sunlight, and nourishing rain for the growth of plants, and provide farmers with a plentiful harvest. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Sheltering God, strengthen and sustain all who support vulnerable people across the world. Empower government agencies and international organizations that provide for refugees and migrants forced to leave their homelands. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Encouraging God, you do a new thing among us. We pray for those gripped by fear and anxiety, who suffer in any way, especially Tracy, Amber, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Stan, Barb, Jasmine, Pete, Nadine, Cheryl, Barb, Lucas, Ruth, John, Barb, Leah, Carol, and our homebound. Send us as your healing presence to places of hunger, pain, illness, or overwhelming sorrow. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Surprising God, you offer endless ways for us to delight in your grace. Give this community of faith a sense of joy and wonder in exploring new avenues of faith formation, worship, and discipleship. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, we pray for those in our armed services, especially Cade, Michael, Luke, and their chaplains. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Resurrecting God, You make us alive in Christ. Thank you for blessing us with faithful witnesses who now rest in your mercy. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. We offer to you these petitions and those we carry in our hearts, trusting in your abundant and ever-present mercy.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the offering.
He rolled the stone away, Jesus rose from the grave. He rolled the stone away, Jesus rose from the grave. He washed my sins away, Jesus rose from the grave. He washed my sins away, Jesus rose from the grave. He lives in me today, Jesus rose from the grave. He lives in me today, Jesus rose from the grave. He lives in me today, Jesus rose from the grave. He lives in me today, Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus rose from the grave. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy One, Mighty One, Merciful One, we give you thanks, for you are the one who brings life out of death. In the beginning, when there was nothing, you spoke and the whole universe came into being. You quieted chaos and pierced the darkness with your life-giving light. When waves of wickedness threatened to drown your world, you sent the flood to destroy sin and save your good creation. When your people cried out to you from the depths of slavery in Egypt, you gave us a meal and set us free. When we were dry bones in a valley, you sent your life-giving spirit to raise us up and to put a new heart and spirit in us. And in these last days, you have given us Jesus, your Son, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who willing gave his life on the cross to show us the fullness of your love, and who rose from the grave, destroying the power of death. And now you invite us to this feast of your victory over the grave. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Pour out your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of our Lord and of his resurrection, upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that we might receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your Holy Church, both now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them.
Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him.
You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite forward our communion assistants and anyone participating in Children's Church this morning. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I'll be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. We'll have two stations for the consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be served on the pulpit side. In usher, we'll have trays of glass cups to release you forward. If you desire to receive the sacrament, just take a glass cup as you come forward. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Please rise. You have been filled with the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go tell the whole world of his love.
Talents and tongues and poured, reaching out for a shout of joy.
Bread is broken, the wine is poured. Christ is spoken and seen and heard. Jesus lives again, man can breathe again. Pass the word around the world. Jesus lives again, man can breathe again. Pass the word around the world.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Now, Lord, of heaven, raise up.
Thanks be to God.